This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham voters had their say this week as they went to the polls to select a mayor, city council, and school board members. Many incumbents returned to their offices, with the exception of the Birmingham Board of Education, which will see a wave of new blood. We take a look at the post-election political scene with AL.com and Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. He joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's start with the top of the ballot. Birmingham Mayor William Bell won re-election handedly, faced four challengers that really didn't amount to much opposition. What do you take from that result?
Well, I mean, he was, for all intents and purposes, unopposed, let's be realistic about it. And he's had to run for re-election several times because of quirks in the law. And let's face it, in Birmingham, the bar is pretty low. And he has risen above that bar. Well, so he got another turn.
Well, about that bar, I mean, you write that there are no indictments, no major scandals, no face plants. Is that all it takes to be mayor in Birmingham?
Well, I mean, you know, you have to realize he's coming on the heels of Larry Langford, who did everything corruptly, and before that was Bernard Kincaid, who did nothing at all. So to do worse than that, you'd have to do nothing corruptly. So he hasn't stepped that far.
Well, in the city council races, many incumbents are returning. Another incumbent, Kim Rafferty, is in a runoff. But in the 6th District, Sheila Tyson blew away 6 challengers to take that seat. And for those of us who may not be familiar with Birmingham politics, you know, who is Sheila Tyson? What's she like?
Well, in my column, I guess I wrote that changing Carol Smitherman for Sheila Tyson is like going from jazz to a jackhammer. And I think I stand by that. She's a neighborhood leader. Most people will remember her from when she was trying to get neighborhood officials to be able to go to Alaska, and when the council said, no, you can't spend $200,000 on that, she likened it to apartheid. So it will be interesting having her there on the council.
Well, how do you see the dynamics of the council changing, given that there are still 2 runoffs?
Well, you know, I think it potentially could be even more contentious than it is now. There are some really big personalities on there. Sheila Tyson is a big personality. LaShonda Scales is a big personality. The runoffs themselves, won't change the dynamic much, but it has some potential for explosion.
Well, what about the relationship between the council and the mayor? Because they've been at loggerheads, most recently over the city budget.
Yeah, you know, in a sense, a lot of that contentiousness there may have had to do with Council President Roderick Royal and William Bell have not gotten along at all, and he has chosen not to run again. So, I mean, a lot of that may depend on who gets to be president of the council, who will set the tone. And the mayor, of course, said, we're going to work with the council in his victory speech. That remains to be seen.
Well, let's move ahead to the school board, because there was significant change there. Several incumbents who had been antagonistic toward the state since it took over the school system were defeated. John, what do you see here with the school board?
Well, you know, that's really sort of the reason for hope in this election, the big change. I mean, the people, the school board members known as the Gang of Five that opposed Witherspoon, that have been criticized in accreditation reports and by the state, are gone, long gone. And we have a pretty new school board that you know, will set direction, and a lot of people are looking at that and saying, hey, voters got it, and we'll see.
Well, how does this actually change the situation, though, because the state's still in control? You know, the state wasn't beyond overturning unanimous votes by the council. What's changed?
Well, honestly, my biggest fear about this is that the state will look at that school board election and say everything has changed, the reason we came is gone, and the state will leave. And frankly, the best hope for the school board is for the state to remain in power for a little while, just so it gets this city headed in the right direction, because the structures and the systems that created this problem still remain in effect.
Well, the Alabama Education Association is the 800-pound gorilla in political races. Does the fact that the candidates they backed in these school board races, in fact, they lost, that say anything to you?
Yeah, I think almost every candidate they backed lost, if I remember correctly. But frankly, I don't think a lot of voters in the city of Birmingham are going out and voting for or against what the AEA chose. I think they chose a bad lot of horses, frankly, and so I wouldn't read too much into that.
Just a moment or so left, but corruption investigations and trials have become almost a spectator sport in Alabama. And the latest place the bleachers are going up is in Lee County. John, tell us what we know about a new special grand jury that's set to meet there.
Well, what we know is that the state's biggest gorilla, Matt Hart, who put away, you know, all the sewer people up here as a federal prosecutor, has been in Lee County setting up a special grand jury, which and what he does is political corruption. So a lot of people want to believe, we can't say it for sure, but a lot of people want to believe that he's investigating House Speaker Mike Hubbard, and we'll find out pretty soon if that's true.
Well, you said Matt Hart put away the sewer people up here. Who is he?
Matt Hart is the special corruption task force team prosecutor for the Attorney General's office, and this is why he's there.
Well, what does this mean for the political scene in Alabama?
Well, I mean, right now it means that a whole lot of people are holding their breath, waiting to see what happens. And if the Republican Attorney General will allow his prosecutor to go after the most powerful Republican in the state, basically, then that speaks pretty loudly.
John Archibald is a columnist with AL.com and the Birmingham News. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.